That very day, two of them were going to a village named Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. 7 miles. 7 miles. 7 miles away. However many minutes by car, however many minutes it would take you to run that, an hour, 2 hours, 4 days, 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they were talking with each other about all these things and what had happened. While they were talking and discussing together, Jesus himself drew near and, listen, went with them. Where? To Emmaus. How far away is that? 7 miles. Let me tell you why I'm pointing this out. The resurrection of Christ, historically, not biblically, historically, causes a lot of trouble for the secular mind. So there's all these theories about how to deal with it. One of the theories is that when they arrested him, beat him a dozen times, yanked the beard out of his face, drove nails through his hands and his feet, after they ripped the skin off his back and left him hanging there for 6 hours, and then took a spear and drove it under his rib cage, through his lungs, and back out, spilling blood and water all over the cross, that maybe they didn't kill him, that they put him into the ground, and 2 days later, he's jogging to Emmaus with two guys. 7 miles after being crucified and beaten for close to 20 hours. Ridiculous. You'd have to be an idiot to believe that theory. Have you ever broken a toe and tried to walk without looking like your hips have exploded inside of your pelvis? And the theory, the historical Discovery Channel theory, is that after this unbelievable beating, Jesus is 2 days later walking to Emmaus for 7 miles. That is silly. So for all the goofiness that is Christianity, that's right up there with the dumbest things you could say we believe. That after having your full body weight bear down on a nail driven through the center of both of your feet, that 48 hours later you're jogging the 7 mile jaunt to Emmaus.